Hello, and welcome to For the Movement, a weekly podcast that explores the social and public policy issues impacting communities of color. We're your hosts. I'm Don Cravens.
I'm Kim Atterbury.
And I'm Jordan Lawrence.
So many people are probably wondering why the National Urban League launched a podcast on.
And to best answer that, Kim, let's give our audience a brief overview of the organization. As you know, the National Urban League is a historic civil rights organization founded in 1910. Its origin and its initial focus was to find jobs and improve working conditions for African Americans who were leaving the Deep South and moving north during the early 1900s. Within the first decade of the organization's existence, the mission expanded to enable African Americans to secure economic reliance, civil rights, and achieve the American dream. Today, the National Urban League has 90 affiliates serving 300 communities, providing direct services in the areas of housing, healthcare, education, and workforce, issues impacting and improving the lives of more than 2 million people nationwide. Examples of our services include job training and placement, housing counseling, financial education, seniors' employment programs, and voter registration, just to name a few.
In addition, the National Urban League has a Washington Bureau in D.C. The Washington Bureau, which is where we three sit, is the policy and advocacy arm for the larger organization. Here, we work to keep our issues at the forefront of policymakers' mind by advocating on behalf of the communities we serve on Capitol Hill, to the President of the United States, and or his or her administration.
And of course, the Urban League movement would not be complete without our two auxiliary groups, the Young Professionals, our fearless cohort of leaders under 40 who help our affiliates effect change on a local level via 64 chapters and 8,000 members across the country, and our Urban League Guild, which has 35 chapters. Guild members contribute thousands of volunteer hours annually and help to raise funds and awareness between the Urban League and the communities they serve.
So in response to why a podcast, who better than us to tell our stories, elevate our issues, and respond to the barriers our communities and constituents face in securing economic and social empowerment? Stories and news that we hope you will find informative, compelling, and that will inspire you to be in and work for the movement.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and SoundCloud. Be sure to also follow us on all the social channels at NUL Policy.